Greetings, saints of God. We are continuing on the love that keeps the other two love together, the love of God, the agape love that is important to maintain the erotic and the filial love. Erotic love must be controlled by a stronger, more effective love, which is the agape love. The filial love must be sustained by the agape love. And so I believe the agape love is critical to the sustenance of the filial and the erotic love. It will remove the sense of selfishness, but maintain the importance of the human touch, because that is important to human existence. And so, how does God's love work is a big question to answer. Well, God's love is by choice and by will. God's love is by choice and by will. It's not just by feelings, and it's not by emotions alone. And John 3:16 is our foundation scripture to speak to that. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Can I tell you, this is the only kind of love that is commanded by the Lord. And in St. John 15 verse 12, the Bible tells us that God commanded us to, at least verse 13, God commanded us to love one another. God commanded us to love. Love is a command of God. Love is of God. It is the nature of God to love. And as God's people, we must also love as he loves. And in verse 12 of St. John 15, it says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." Oh my God, this is powerful. Love one another as I have loved you. So God said, I am your example. Do to others as I have done to you. Oh my Lord, we have no excuse to love one another. It is our duty. It is the commander's wish that we love one another. It is not to be treated and pushed aside or brushed aside. It must become our lifestyles. And it is manifested by the acts that we carry out to demonstrate love. Look at what verse 13 says. Greater love hath no man than this. So Christ justify why we should love one another. He said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. So Christ said, I have done the ultimate, I've made, paid the ultimate sacrifice to prove my love. I have given my life. Oh my God. Hallelujah. And so we can understand why Christ can be justified when he says that ye love one another as I have loved you. I have proven my love for you, not because you deserve it, but because that's who I am. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And so as God's people, we need to practice love in this regard. Not easy, very difficult to make sacrifices, but it's very important that we do no less. It is important that we practice what the Word of God says, because that's important to our survival, to our existence as a people, and to show others that we are true believers, because they'll know that we are Christians by our love. Very important. It was that kind of love that Jesus demonstrated when he acted without discrimination towards Zacchaeus in Luke 19 verse 5 to 10. And we went through that from a previous episode, how Christ looked beyond Zacchaeus' fault and saw his need, and declared then that he would abide by his house because he brought salvation to Zacchaeus' house. And so we realize that where the blood of Jesus Christ was extracted from his body, love was manifested to humankind. Love is powerful. It's important to note as we wrap up this session that God is the source of this love. God is the source of the agape love. And if we're going to say that we have the love of God, it must be manifested. Love is a divine trademark of believers. It's a logo. It's our trait. It is our brand. Love is our brand as true believers. And the question I'd like to ask as we wrap the session, what brand do you represent? What brand do you represent? We will look at this in more detail in the next episode. God's love is our divine trademark. It's our logo. It's our trait. It's our brand. God bless.